Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study. Our study is in the second part of the book of Revelation. And we today are on lesson 7. And this lesson is about seals, trumpets, and bowls. But we studied last week mostly on the seals. Today we'll be studying the trumpets and the bowls. Let us begin our lesson today in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do pray for your guidance as we begin to study in your precious word. I pray, Father, that you will give us your wisdom to understand your truths that you pin down. And that you chose John, your disciple, through Jesus and through his angel to write down the message that you give in the book of Revelation. So we pray for the Holy Spirit to open up our eyes and give us understanding that we may learn of you, and that you may use each of us to glorify your name by going out into the world and spreading your word. And we pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now today, we look back and we see in the 5th chapter that as John was in the vision in heaven, that there on the throne, as he looked, the throne of God, and around the throne, the 24 elders, and there in the hand of God, he held a scroll, a book, and it had 7 seals. And no one in heaven or earth or below the earth was able to open this book or this scroll, to open the seals. And then when they looked, there was a lamb that stood that looked as one slain. And he alone was worthy to open the book. And of course, we know that the lamb represented Jesus. So the lamb was worthy then to open the 7 seals. And then after the 7 seals come the trumpets from the 7 seals. So then we saw in chapter 8, that there were 3 woes. And the woes were to those, who dwell on the earth. So we're looking today, starting with the 5th trumpet. In our study last week, we got through the first 4 trumpets. And so today we're looking at chapters 9, through 19. And this starts with the 5th trumpet. And in chapter 1 of chapter 9, it continues from those first 4 trumpets in Revelation 8. And we saw here a star, an angel had fallen from heaven to earth, and he was given the key to the bottomless pit, and he opened it, and smoke came out, which darkened the sun and the air. And locusts came out of the smoke, and they couldn't harm the earth, only men. And they hurt only those who didn't have the seal of God on their foreheads. The 144,000 of Israel were sealed on earth. So here we see, excuse me, I'm going to have to take a minute break and get some water. Having trouble this morning. Okay, we're back now, and we're looking at this fifth trumpet, and it says that people don't die during these 5 months of locusts. And their king, we see in the scripture, is called Abaddon in Hebrew and Apollyon in Greek. But God is in control. He's in control of the trumpets, and they were given to these angels in heaven who initiate these judgments by sounding the trumpets. So, let's go forward then and look at Revelation 9:12. And here we see association with the fifth trumpet, and it talks about the first woe. And then we're looking at the sixth trumpet. And the sixth trumpet has the second woe. And John heard a voice from the horns of the golden altar before God. And the golden altar was the altar of the incense in God's temple. And it was placed in front of the veil, separating the holy place from the holy of holies. It is the same as what we studied in chapter 8:3. So, we'll go on and look now at these verses as we are in this study today. Here we see four angels that were bound at the Euphrates River were released to kill one third of mankind on the earth. So you kind of need to compare this with the fourth seal in Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8. One fourth of mankind was killed from the fourth seal through the sixth trumpet. At least half of the earth's population was killed. And then again, the result of a trumpet sounding affects one third of something on earth. And the fifth and sixth trumpets are described partly with horses that relate to the first four seals. And then we say that there are plagues of fire and smoke and brimstone from an army of 200 million. So, what was the result then of all of this happening? As we read in that chapter, the result was that there were many there on earth that didn't repent. So then, what is mentioned before the seventh trumpet is sounded? John's encounter with the angel and the little book. He was told to take the little book, which was God's word, the scroll, and to eat it. Let's look at chapter 10, 5 through 8, I believe that's where we need to go. I need to find my place here. Yes, chapter 10, verses 5 through 8. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants and prophets. And then we see in the eighth verse, then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me, John, again, and said, go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. And so here we see that there would be no more delay that related also back to the sixth chapter in the 11th verse. And so when the angel's about to sound, the mystery of God is fulfilled. It's finished. So what else happens before the seventh angel sounds the trumpet? We see that John is told to measure the temple. And two witnesses prophesy for 1,260 days. And then there's no rain during that time. And they send fire, these two witnesses send fire from their mouths and turn water to blood. And then they can strike the earth with every plague. God gave them this ability. Reading chapter 11, verse 1 through 6, and then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and another, an angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. That's for 3.5 years. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. And these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God on the earth. So, what happens then when these two witnesses are killed? We see, as you read further, that when they had finished their testimony, this is verse 7 of chapter 11, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them and overcome them and kill them. And then after they're killed, then those on the earth rejoice. And then the two witnesses are resurrected and taken to heaven. It says in verse 10, and those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now, it tells us in verse 11 that after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those that saw them. So, then they are resurrected at this time and taken into heaven. And what takes place is a great earthquake. It tells us in the scripture, they heard a loud voice from heaven saying, come up here, and they ascended to heaven. And then there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city falls, and 7,000 people are killed. And then we see that the second woe and the third woe is coming quickly, coming soon. And then that is brought on by the seventh trumpet, when the angel says, blows the trumpet, and then a third woe, the second and third woe, comes. Loud voices in heaven said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign forever. So, 24 elders that were there with in heaven at the throne of God fell down and they worshiped. And they said that God has taken his great power and begun to reign, and nations are engaged, and God's wrath has come. In other words, God's judgment has come. Now, this also relates to Revelation 6, verses 16, 17. So I want to quickly read these verses in chapter 6, and so we can see the relation then to the opening of the seals. These trumpets and the seals and the bowls are all related together. Reading then in verse 16 of chapter 6. And he said to the mountains and the rocks, or they said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? So this is in the beginning when the seals were opened, and now it relates also to these trumpets, the wrath of God that is coming, his judgment. So it's the seven bowls of wrath issue from the seven trumpets. Now, let's look at Revelation 11, verse 18. Okay. And reading these verses, we see in 18, the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Now, in this verse, it's still part of what the 24 elders said. It is now time for the dead to be judged. And the reward, God's servants, prophets, saints, those who fear his name, to receive their reward, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. The temple in heaven opened. So we know that this is God's throne. And also you can compare this with the golden altar of incense that was in the temple here on earth. The Ark of Covenant appears, and it's right behind the veil in the Holy of Holies. And then after that, we see lightning again, thunder, rumblings, earthquake, and a great hailstone. So now then, we're looking at chapters 16 and Revelation 15, because we're going now to see the what happens as the angels pour out the bowls upon the earth, the things that take place. Chapter 16 tells us about the bowls of wrath. And so Revelation 15, verses 3 and 4 describe the signs in heaven when the angels are given the seven plagues. So let's look at chapter 15 and read verses 3 and 4. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations will come and worship before you." So here, there we see that 15 describes the sign in heaven whenever the seven angels are given the seven plagues. It says in verse 8, "Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke," verse 8, "from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed." And then as we go into chapter 6, we see a description that I will read each bowl that was poured out. And the first bowl, so it says, "The first went and poured out its bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshiped his image." And then we go to the second bowl. "The sea turns to blood. Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died." And then the third bowl, the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters saying, "You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is, who was, and who is to be, because you have judged these things, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their last dew." And then we look at the fourth bowl. The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun. And here we see that the sun scorches men with fire, and men don't repent. Again, we see all of these things happening to these on the earth that did not believe in the Lord Jesus, that took the mark of the beast. And even after God sent so much wrath upon them, they still would not believe and they would not repent. So let's see what happens now as the angel of the fifth bowl, he pours out on the earth darkness on the beast kingdom. And then we see that men blaspheme God in heaven. And in the fifth one, they still will not repent of their sin. And then in the sixth bowl, the angel of the Lord pours upon the Euphrates from the bowl, and it dries up. And three spirits of demons gather kings of the world for war. So that is in comparison back with the sixth trumpet when we studied about the sixth trumpet, preparing for war, the horse that rode here in our study that was representing the war that was to take place. And so then as we look at those scriptures, we see it's in comparison with this sixth bowl here. Now let's look at the seventh bowl that the angel is pouring out. And here we see in the seventh bowl a loud voice that came from the throne and said, "It is done." Lightning sounds and thunder and a great earthquake, and the great city is split into three parts, and the cities of nations fail, and every island and mountain goes away, and then 100-pound hailstones fall upon the earth. So as we look back, we see the increase of the judgment of God from the seals to the bowls. So that's why that we're doing so much repetition, so that we can see how all of it comes together. It's all the judgment of God that's being poured out. And as we continue in our study, we'll be able to bring this together to see the wrath of God being poured out upon those that will not repent, they will not believe, and they will not accept the Word of God. So we'll continue on then next week in lesson number 8. And as we look at this lesson, we'll be seeing here that John is in the Spirit. As we go through this, we're going to see in lessons 3 and 5, it made the remark of the 4 occurrences that John was in the Spirit. So we're going to take time next week to talk about and to study about John being in the Spirit. So let us close our discussion today in prayer. Heavenly Father, I do pray that the reading of your word will draw us closer to you and give us a greater understanding of what a great sovereign God that you are, to see your great power. You have so much love that you have held back all of this judgment, but it has now come time for that judgment to be poured out upon those that wouldn't believe. And that's what our study is about. And even now, in your great mercy and your love and your grace, you are giving those that are here that have not been raptured, that are still on earth, an opportunity to repent and to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I pray, Father, as we study through these next chapters and these next verses, I just pray, Father, the Holy Spirit will give anyone that has not believed, give them understanding, Father, of how important that their life depends upon their belief in Jesus, that He is only the only way, as your word says. Jesus spoke and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And I pray that if there be anyone that listens to this study, that their eyes and their hearts will be open, and you will give them understanding, Father, and that they will believe upon your word and accept your word and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I pray this now in the name of Jesus. Amen.